This is a special edition of Faith in Action entitled Sons of Melchizedek, where we welcome priests from the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana to tell us their vocation stories. We are so grateful to and thankful for our priests as they serve us and bring us the sacraments daily. Before we introduce today's special guest priest, we'd like to pray for you, Father. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the gift of our priests. Through them, we experience your presence in the sacraments. Help our priests to be strong in their vocation. Set their souls on fire with love for your people. Grant them the wisdom, understanding, and strength they need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns as our eternal priest. Amen.
Welcome. This is Gordon Smith, and I am the host of Sons of Melchizedek. I am interviewing today Father Jose Neri. He is a new priest, recently ordained, and I mean by recent, in the last month and a half. He is a priest in the Indy Archdiocese. He is currently stationed at Our Lady of the Greenwood in Greenwood, Indiana. Welcome, Father. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing fine.
Great. And congratulations. A new priest in my presence, I feel very honored, and we should all feel honored that somebody has met their vocation call.
Thank you. Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What is your background? Where did you come from? Are you from Indianapolis?
Yes. Well, I'm originally from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, a small town in the state of Guerrero. My family and I moved to the U.S. in 2004. We moved to Indianapolis, and Indianapolis has been home ever since.
Wonderful. And what part of town did you grow up in once you moved to Indianapolis?
Yes, we moved to the northwest side of town. So St. Monica's has been our home parish since we got to Indianapolis.
And your folks still live up there?
Yes, they do. They are parishioners of St. Monica's.
And St. Monica's has a very large Hispanic population. I noticed that when I interviewed Father Matthew there.
That is true.
He speaks Spanish as a second language. I think you may speak Spanish as a first language. Is that right?
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
So do you have a large Hispanic population at Our Lady of Greenwood, or do you have a special mass for people that speak Spanish?
Yes, we do have a Hispanic community here. We have two masses in Spanish, one on Saturday, 10:30, and one on Sundays at 12:30.
Wonderful. I am trying to figure out what brought your folks to Indianapolis on the first place. And then once you went to St. Monica's, I assume, did you go to St. Monica's or a public school?
No, I went to public school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So once you got involved in the community at St. Monica, what started driving you to the priesthood? What was the thought there?
That's always interesting to share. I never thought about becoming a priest. I never thought about priesthood growing up. It was, I think, when I joined the youth group that I started being more involved in the community there, along with my younger brother. We started going to youth group. And I remember one day that my brother and I were walking through the hallways there, and one of the ladies there stopped us, whom I knew who she was, but I wasn't necessarily friends with her or anything like that. I didn't necessarily knew her, just knew that she was part of the people who do lots of things there. And she stopped us and asked us, "Have you guys thought about priesthood?" And I was trying to be respectful, and I said, "No, not really, but if that's what God wants for me, I think I will consider it." And we talked for briefly for a few minutes, and then went on our ways. Never thought about it. Never thought about the experience or thought about priesthood, really. And I think I was about 16 when that happened. It wasn't until when I was 19 years old that thought about becoming a priest came to mind. All of a sudden, I just started thinking about priesthood just in general, and that's when I recalled that experience that someone had asked me to, or if I had asked, if I had thought about priesthood.
It's amazing. And so all it took was someone being inspired by God, of course, and just asking that question. You know, that question mm-hmm. doesn't get asked enough. You maybe were having fun with the youth group, but weren't thinking at all about priesthood at the time. But just that question lit a little fire, right?
Yes. Well, funny thing is that she mentioned that she had a dream of my brother and I being priests.
So your brother was along with you?
Along with me, yes. He's married now. He's not a priest. But I ended up becoming one.
Well, your brother has another type of vocation, and mm-hmm. we value those vocations as well. We'll get back to the calling in a moment, but tell us about your family. How many siblings do you have?
Yes. Well, I have 5 siblings, 3 brothers. I am number 3, and 2 sisters. My 2 sisters are the youngest ones.
And they just, your folks just kept trying until they hit a girl there. And,
yes.
And
well,
they got 2.
Yes. I'm not sure if my parents wanted a large family or not from the beginning, but I know they wanted a girl. So they kept having boys in the beginning. We had 4. And then they kept trying until they had the 5th one, which is a girl. And they were going to finally stop. And my mom ended up being pregnant for the 6th time. So it ended up being 6 of us.
Well, thank the Lord that they had a big family and that you had that experience and that you had siblings that to help support you through this. And now you can support them. Is it kind of different, Father, for you to approach your father now and have him call you Father?
Yes, it is, actually. I approach him basically in the same way, but it feels a little weird when he calls me Father.
Well, I'm sure he'll get over that, and you will too. Now, back to your vocation story. You said at 19, that's about the time you were graduating from high school. Where did you go to high school?
I went to North Central High School.
Okay, North mm-hmm. Central. And you were getting ready to graduate or just graduated, and that thought about becoming a priest came back to you. What mm-hmm. what caused that to come to the top of the list again?
See, I don't know. I had just recently graduated high school, and at that time I knew I wanted to go to college. I didn't know what to study in college. I wasn't sure what to study there. So I told myself I'm going to take a few years, sometime, just to just to think about what I'm going to do in the future. And in the meantime, I'm going to work and try to save up for college. And as I was doing that, the thought of being a priest, I guess the calling, if you will, came to mind. And that's when I actually started being more serious discerning priesthood.
And maybe it might have helped a little bit, Father, that you went to a Catholic college for at least a part of your time.
Yes. Yes.
So where was that?
So I went to Marion University for 2 years, and that was that was helpful. I ended up leaving and went to IUPUI for the last 2 years of college. I graduated there in 2017.
And what was your degree in?
Philosophy and religious studies.
So that seed that had been planted at age 16 and fulfilled a little bit more at age 19 ended up with a philosophy degree after 4 years, or after a couple of years of work and then 4 years. Then what happened? Did you seek advice from your parish priest?
Yes. Actually, when I was thinking about priesthood, I didn't know what priesthood was. I didn't have any priest friends. Just in general, I didn't know what priesthood was. My only experience was going to Mass on Saturdays and, seeing the priest there celebrating Mass. Other than that, I didn't know what they did during the week. I didn't know what their ministry was actually entailed. So when that thought came to mind, I started researching through YouTube, through books. I started reading a lot of articles, watching a lot of videos of other people discerning priesthood or people who have discerned priesthood. And when I felt that I had a solid idea about priesthood, I went to my priest, who at that time at St. Monica's was Father Tad Goodson, who is now my pastor here at Our Lady of the Greenwood.
I see. That's very convenient. And so
yes.
What goes around comes around, right,
yes.
Father?
Yes. And so he suggested that I should visit college seminary. At that time, I was not in college, so he suggested me to go to St. Simon Brutet College Seminary. And
did you spend some time there, or
yes.
Did you decide not to go there?
No, I did go there for 2 years.
Oh,
so the 2 years that I spent at Marion was as a college seminary.
I see.
And then I ended up leaving after sophomore year, and that's when I transferred to IUPUI.
So we were talking about Father Matthew earlier. I think he went there too.
Yes.
About the same time as you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your seminary experience. You went down to a place where there's a lot of hiking outdoors, and which I understand are some of your hobbies. You like the outdoors and camping and hiking and so forth.
But yes.
You went down to St. Meinrad, which is a highly populated area with lots of stores and lots of population down there, right, Father?
Quite the opposite. We have one Dollar General, I guess, if that's what you want to...
So tell me about your experience there. This was kind of new ground for you. I guess you were anticipating that it would be a lot of monks and the chapel there and the chant and all that. Did you fall in love with the place, or did you have a good time or a hard time adjusting? How did that go for you?
Yeah, no, once I got to St. Meinrad, it was really easy to adjust. People there were really good. Seminarians were nice enough. and like you mentioned, the grounds are beautiful.
Sure.
That's one of the things that I really enjoy. Like I said, one of my hobbies is to just, you know, go outside and take walks. It's easy to do that there. I remember one time that I was actually studying for an exam. I took my study guide outside and just laid on the ground, the grass, and I was studying for my exam. And I just thought, well, this is a great experience. Who gets to do this, right? This beautiful ground here in front of a lake. It was, I think, a fall day. And I was just studying for my exam. I was like, who actually gets to do that? This is awesome. So, yes, just in general, I did enjoy my time there.
I do love the grounds, and I love especially the little chapel up on the hill, Monte Cassino.
Yes.
That's a marvelous place.
Yes, it is.
Well, tell me a little bit about your hobbies besides hiking and going outdoors and canoeing and so forth. What else do you do to spend the time?
Yeah, so whenever I'm not doing that, I like to read. One of my favorite subjects is history. So I enjoy reading history. I like to watch TV. I like documentaries. Anything that involves with history, I sort of like.
Wonderful. We're going, since you have a Hispanic ministry here at Our Lady of Greenwood, I would like you to say a prayer for our Spanish listeners. If you could just do an Our Father for them right now, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
In Spanish.
I was going to ask. Okay, sure. En nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga a nosotros tu reino, hágase, Señor, tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día y perdona nuestras ofensas como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos de todo el mal. Amén. There you go.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
When a business is looking to expand, they say it's all about location, location, location. But what about when the church needs to expand? To stretch out and reach those fallen away, estranged from the faith, or those who simply have never heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then it's all about vocation, vocation, vocation. We need more people dedicated to the mission of serving the church, more priests, more deacons, more men and women of vowed service, and more lay workers willing to go into the fields. The harvest is rich, but the workers are few. Is God calling you to service? Pray on it, and while you're there, pray for more vocations. A simple request from your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back. This is Gordon Smith. You're listening to Sons of Melchizedek. I'm interviewing Father Jose today, and I always ask our priests how they prefer to be addressed. His full name is Father Jose Neri, but he prefers Father Jose. So, Father Jose, tell me a little bit about the favorite Bible quote, story, or passage of yours.
Yeah, now this is going to be a surprise. So my favorite scripture passage is John 3:16. It's very common. That's what I mean.
God so loved the world.
Yes, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to save us, right?
Right.
So yes, and it's very, very common. That's, I was kidding when I said it's going to be a surprise, but it's very common. We often see it, you know, on trucks sometimes, on, you know, when you're driving, you see that everywhere. And it's so common, but I think it touches the heart of our faith that God sent his only begotten son so that whoever believes in him might be saved and not perish. And I think we sometimes we can take that for granted, even as Catholics, even as Christians, believers. And I think it deserves more pondering. I think we should be thinking more about the great gift that God gave us in his only son, giving us his only son to come into the world to be one of us so that we can be saved.
Well, it is the big picture. That is the whole story right there. If you get that, you are in the front door, and so to speak, of the of the faith. And it's something that we ought to ponder, as you said. It also leads to greater things. I'm thinking of the Eucharistic revival this coming summer in 2024 in Indianapolis. And that is a time when faith is on display in Absolutely. The body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus. Tell me at what point that started making a big impact in your life. The true presence of the Eucharist.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't make that clear.
No, that's fine. I think it became real, I guess, if you will, for me when I was actually discerning priesthood, because I spent a lot of time in prayer, and one of my favorite ways of praying is just talking to God as you would to any other person, a friend. Just don't need fancy words or eloquent dialogue. You just pour out your heart with him. So I do believe that became real to me when I was going through the process of discernment. I spent a lot of time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you know, just asking for guidance. And when I was going through a rough time, I would just come to him in front of the Blessed Sacrament and just pour out my heart to him. And that interaction of being in front of the Blessed Sacrament and actually experiencing his presence, his answers, if you will, to my prayers, that made it very real for me.
Well, you have to be conversational with God, and you have to treat him like a friend. He already knows everything that's in our minds, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
He was there at the beginning, he'll be there at the end, and he's been there all along. So tell us and our audience about something that you would like people to know about the priesthood or your own vocation that people don't know.
Yes. When I was discerning priesthood, I kept hearing people saying, "Oh, why are you going to do that? You have to give up a lot of things. Sometimes people are not grateful toward this vocation. Why do you want to give all these things to just to be a priest?" And I actually remember one time that one of my uncles texted me when he learned that I was thinking about priesthood. He said, "You're smart. You can do something else." I thought that was really funny, because this is what I want people to understand about the priesthood. Priesthood is not for people who cannot do other things, right? Priesthood is not a boring job or a boring vocation. In fact, priesthood is a very exciting vocation. Every single day is different. Every single day you're doing something different. You're learning something else. You're encountering different people. Even if you celebrate Mass every day, every single time that you do it is a different experience.
Sure. And we are, just to set the record straight there with your uncle, not to throw him under the bus, but we are so grateful for your vocation and thankful that you chose that path of life, that avocation that has become your vocation. So thank you for that. We need priests. We need priests all the time. How many were ordained along with you?
It was 23 of us.
all from our...
Oh, no, that was my class. For Arch India, it was Arch one India. More, so two of us.
So that should go to show folks that we need to be that person that says to a 13-year-old person that's in youth group, hey, have you ever considered the priesthood? Don't poo-poo that. You know, that's an important question. It's a legitimate question, and we need people to have all kinds of vocations. They can be married, they can be single, but priesthood is certainly shouldn't be ever be discounted. And we are so thankful for you for your vocation. Now, tell me your favorite saint, please.
My favorite saint. See, it's hard to, name one. I have several. And I admire them for different reasons. That's one of the reasons why it makes it hard to just name one. But I think if I had to, I can say St. Augustine. St. Augustine would be one of my favorite ones.
Because of readings that you read, City of God?
Because I enjoy his writings, but not only that, I think the main reason why I like him a lot is because of his conversion, and because he, in a sense, through his conversion, shows us that we can all have our own past. We all, as human beings, have our own shortcomings, and God nonetheless calls us, all of us, to be holy, to holiness, regardless of who you were, regardless of who you are, God wants to shape you and form you into a saint.
Well, that takes us back to your childhood parish of St. Monica, of course, and she did a lot of praying for her son.
Yep.
So, it didn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her. You have something that you told me, an interesting fact, and I don't want to embarrass you. So if you don't want to tell me the interesting fact, that is perfectly fine. But but you did say it, and I put it down on my little notes here. What is a thing that you enjoy, Father?
Yes. One of the things that I enjoy is WWE. As I mentioned to you, whenever I say this now as a grown person, I always get this reaction, right? Like, why would a grown person like this? And I always tell them, when you're a little kid, you're supposed you like these things, and when you grow up, you're supposed to sort of let it go. Well, I never did. I still like it.
Maybe an idea for the parish festival here. We could set up a ring, and you could take any takers honors. Tell me about your folks a little bit. They had a big family. They changed countries. They came up here to Indianapolis in 2004. When they found out you were considering priesthood, what did they say and how did they react?
Yes. My parents, especially, they were very supportive. Thanks be to God. I was very fortunate to have supportive parents. I've heard of other people, when they decide to enter seminary, their parents are not very supportive or try to discourage them. It was not my case. My parents were very supportive. I always tell people this. My parents made many mistakes, as pretty much all parents do. But something that they did really good was respecting my siblings, and mine included, my decision to do whatever we wanted in life when it came to careers or vocation in general. So when I told them that I wanted to go to seminary, I wanted to be a priest, they were, again, very supportive.
What's the biggest, so you've been a priest for 5-6 weeks now, what's the biggest surprise you've had actually in those shoes now?
Ooh, I don't think I've had like a huge surprise where I've, encountered like, oh, I never expected this. But I think I could say, I don't know.
Well, obviously you haven't had enough time to experience it all yet. And you said every day is different. It's all just going to stack up here. Do you have a favorite sacrament that you like to convey, Father?
Yes. I think I could say Mass. Mass would be my favorite sacrament to celebrate. Again, like I said, even if you celebrate it every day, every Mass is different. Every Mass is a different experience. And for some reason, I find it very prayerful. When I'm praying the Mass, I find it very prayerful. that I sometimes lose myself in it, you know, just praying and this feeling the unworthiness, if you will, of my own humanity, and at the same time encountering God's perfectness. That's just like, it blows my mind whenever I think about that. And the humility of God, of allowing us human beings to do that.
What was it like at that very first Mass that you celebrated as a newly ordained priest when you held up the host for that very first time?
Yes, it was a neat experience when I was doing that, especially when I lifted up the host for the first time, and I kept looking at it. You know, I thought it blew my mind off. I thought, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. And
really
I kept looking at it, holding it on my hands. And I just, for a reason, I just didn't want to let it go. I wanted to hold it there. But I knew Mass had to keep going.
Right. Well, thank God that you took up the call and that you became a priest. And thank you for the miracle you perform every time you celebrate Mass. It's so needed, so wanted, and we are so grateful. I'm interviewing today Father Jose Neri of the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and he is down at Our Lady of Greenwood. So thank you, Father, for your time today. Could you, as a new priest, you have special graces that you can pass on to those that ask for your blessing, and I'm hoping that those will fit through the little wires and through the airwaves to our listeners. So if you could give our listeners a special blessing.
Sure. Good and gracious Father, we humbly ask through the intercession of Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to send the Holy Spirit upon all those who are hearing this interview, all those who are searching to be closer to you. We ask, Lord, that you send the Holy Spirit upon them, that you may fill their hearts with your love today. And all of you who are listening to this, may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father, and God bless you, and God, thank you for your vocation.
Thank you, Gordy.
You've been listening to a special edition of Faith in Action entitled Sons of Melchizedek. Join us again next time when we'll feature another priest from the area. If you are interested in having your priest appear on this show, please contact us at Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.